It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carrie Richardson. She is in charge of the Big Helper Craft Fair because it is Christmas time and Helper is Utah's Christmas town. So we're going to talk all things craft fair today. Carrie, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So Carrie, let's talk first and foremost, how long has the craft fair been going? We were kind of talking about this.
Yes.
This is the 30th anniversary of the Light Parade, so they've had it every year, correct?
Yeah, this is 30 years, I believe, for everything.
And so you said you've been involved with it for about 20.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about the craft fair and what kind of things people can find when they go there.
Okay, well, we have a wide variety of different crafters. We have your candle booths, we have your furniture booths, we have clothing, we have food vendors. There's a few vendors that have been with us for almost, well, probably not 30 years, but about the 20 years since I've been doing it. Wonderful goodies that we kind of fight over once we get there. So people that people come just to pick up their goodies. We have woodworking and jewelry and homemade items. So much, it's overwhelming almost.
And, you know, we always say that it's never too early to start your Christmas shopping.
Oh, no, never.
So this is the perfect opportunity to kick it off. You said, and it is full.
Yeah,
you can't have full. Another crafter there.
No, we are at capacity, and yeah, we are over capacity a little bit.
So now it's just time to come and buy stuff.
Yes.
And enjoy everything that's going on.
Yes.
Now, you said that this year, well, and in years past, you're going to have entertainment this year.
Yes.
As you always have. I believe the Sally Morrow Singers are a staple at the craft fair, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And all kinds of different talent and entertainment going on to keep people, you know, entertained as they're going through booths and things.
Mm-hmm.
And then food this year is going to be a little bit different, you said.
This is the first year we have a local business coming in to do the kitchen. A lot of you have heard of this. It's Marsha's Sandwich Shop and Helper. And I probably said that wrong. It's Sandwich Shop. Don't want to get in trouble there. But she has delicious food. She's a staple and helper. So we're excited to have her in the kitchen this year.
And that's going to be who's going to run all of the food vendor and everything for there. But, you know, get on up there and check out what they've got. Like everything you can imagine. Woodworking. Of course, you know, goodies are probably what everybody's going to go for.
Divinity's my favorite. Oh, and a lot of people know the cheese balls. You have to come and get a cheese ball. They are the best in the world.
Do they have samples?
Yes.
Oh, there you
go. She has samples. You can taste them before you buy them, and they are wonderful. We usually bring pretzels with us when we go to the fair, so we make sure we can get our cheese ball.
All right. Now, let's give them the particulars of it. When is it and the times and everything?
Okay, so this year the fair is November 22nd and November 23rd. Friday, which is the 22nd, will be from 4 to 8 p.m. Saturday is from 10 to 5. And we have entertainment all day long, both days. And the kitchen will be open all day long, both days.
And so, and it's at the auditorium there in Helper. Just head on up and, you know what, shop till your heart's content.
Yeah, and if you love to get in the Christmas spirit, the entertainment is fabulous. We have groups in the area that will start calling me before I'm ready to come and perform for us. And that is what starts off the holidays, is the entertainment. And if you haven't seen the senior ladies from the Senior Citizen Center dance, you don't want to miss that.
So just be there.
Yes, be there.
Be there or you're going to be left out in the cold. Seriously. And I don't know what the weather's going to be like that weekend, but you never know what's going to happen.
It'll be nice.
It will be inside, at least. We know that. We're guaranteed that. Carrie, thanks for stopping by today, and thanks for taking the horns of the Christmas Craft Fair up there in Helper. Get on up there and start your Christmas shopping early.
Thanks. We'll see you then.
Okay, now for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you go to our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM.